The new domain name will be .masr, Arabic for Egypt, and promises to open up the web to millions of Arabic-only readers. Egypt's Minister of Communications and Information Technology, Tariq Kamel, announced the move at the 4th Internet Governance Forum, underway in the Egyptian resort Sharm el-Sheikh. The UN-backed forum is building on a decision by the body responsible for domains, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, to allow website addresses in any language. ICANN says about half the Internet users around the world don't use a Latin-based script as their native language, adding the change will affect billions of potential users. The group says requests by governments for domain names should be approved and come online next year. Individual web addresses would then follow. UN Undersecretary General for Economic and Social Affairs Xia Zhukang highlighted at the opening session the reason for this year's conference, creating opportunities for all.
It will allow us to re-examine and reflect upon the main theme of the IGF, access, diversity, openness, security, and critical Internet resources.
Media rights groups welcomed the end of Latin alphabet web domination, but Soezig Dole of Paris-based Reporters Without Borders says it's laughable that Egypt should be in the front of the movement.
The fact that Egypt is launching this Arabic domain today is ironic, really, regarding the situation of freedom on Internet today in this country. Egypt is one of the enemies of Internet, and if Internet governance requires regulation.
Reporters Without Borders is one of several media and human rights groups that have expressed concern about Egyptian opposition figures who have been detained for their Internet writings. Dole adds that while there are other Arabic-speaking countries that do not control the Internet as much as Egypt, it's not clear how long that relative freedom will last. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。